You're here. You must be better. Yeah. Bless you. Good. Yeah. We loose the word today. May it be a pure word from the Father's heart. I'm glad to be here. Was everyone aware of the presence of the Lord today? It seems to be where we're changed, isn't it? We have His presence all the time, though, right? But we're not always aware of that. So are we only changed when we're aware of His presence? No? That's when we really notice it, huh? Well, the Holy Spirit's very active in our lives. Sometimes we're aware of that and sometimes we're not. What is the work He's doing? Well, there's two sides of the coin that I see. And I'm greatly simplifying this. There's a lot of research you can do in the scriptures, but I just want to speak to your heart today. You can work your head later. The Holy Spirit is communicating the life of Christ to us. But the other side of that is the Holy Spirit is bringing us to identify with the death of Christ, the crucifixion, the cross. Now we're all for life, right? We all want life. I mean, look at humanity. Humanity seeks life in a variety of ways. Sometimes people are looking for life in being recognized, popular. Sometimes they're looking for life in drugs. Sometimes they're looking for life in sex. Sometimes being intelligent. There's so many areas that people are pursuing because in those things they think they have life. But we know there is no life in those things. Life is Christ. But today I'm concerned about the process of death. And Paul had a lot to say about that in his writings. So let's look at one excerpt in 2 Corinthians 4, where he's talking about that. And we're gonna look at what verse are we looking at? 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that His life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Now, Paul had some pretty rough times, maybe a lot rougher than we've had to endure But a lot of us have gone through some very painful experiences. And sometimes we blame another human. Sometimes we blame the devil. Sometimes we blame God. Sometimes we blame ourselves, you know. I can't figure that all that out. But I believe that God is in everything that happens to us. So the death that we experience is so that life can flow out of us. Searching for life is like chasing your tail. If we accept what he said about us, that we have died with Christ, we've been crucified with Christ, and you can get into that in Romans 6. If we accept that, we'll have a different attitude about the stuff we go through, the stuff that happens to us. You know, Paul says, I rejoice in my weaknesses. I rejoice in the trouble. He was perfectly willing to surrender to whatever came his way. I mean, not he wasn't surrendering to the thing that came his way, but he was surrendered in his heart to the Lord in the midst of whatever he was going through, because he knew that life was flowing out of him. We don't always feel that life. Oh yeah, we want to feel peace, joy, all that stuff, right? The fruit of the Spirit. Well, the fruit of the Spirit is just that, it's fruit. It's not the substance. It's fruit. It's peripheral. Fruits generally grow on the outside of the tree. Not always, but a lot of times, you know, like this one out here, this loquat. The tree is the substance, the fruit is the extra. So if we're chasing the fruit, we're missing the master. Let's get comfortable with the process of the cross. Only by surrendering to the work of the cross in our lives is that fruit really going to happen. Is the life going to flow out? You know, Jesus said, whoever believes in me, rivers of living water shall flow forth out of him. Don't look for the river. Look for the death. Look for the cross. Now, what happened with Jesus? You can read that in Philippians 2. We're probably all pretty familiar with that. You know, he came to earth with a mission, right? And we're at the focus of the mission. But what was he focused on? The life? No. His job was the death. Go to the cross. Surrender everything. He was the Son of God. He was equal with God. He had all power. Okay, but what happened? He gave it up. Gave it up to become a human. What an insult that would be. And we can read in 1 Corinthians 1, we're not going to today. Paul says, the cross is an offense to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. Well, it was an offense to the Jews because the Messiah was going to kick butt and take over, right? And here he is surrendering it all and going to the cross. And they couldn't figure out he wasn't from the right town, you know. Because they got faked out. He wasn't from the right town. you know, weren't even sure about this virgin birth thing. So they were fooled. All of this was to offend the religious nature. The Greeks, on the other hand, were thinkers. Okay? Well, it was foolish to them, because if this guy's the Son of God, then why do you allow himself to go to the cross? You know, why did he talk like he did? He talked cryptically. People didn't understand what he was talking about. It didn't make a lot of sense. Which one of that group are we? Think about it. What's dominated your life? You can only answer that to yourself. Now, one thing I want to talk about with all this is our past. We're all chronic in one way or another. Now, what's chronic? Chronic is when you've got a condition that your body is just given up on, and you just go on and make the best you can with it. Now, you know, I've had some problems in my shoulder and my right arm. I start getting the messages in February, you know, a little tingling down here, but I ignored it. You know, I stretch, blow it off. And then all of a sudden, it became chronic. When you have pain, it's acute, and then when you can't function anymore, it's chronic. So it became chronic, and I had to face it. So much of our past and thought processes we have are like this. You know, we live with them, we've accepted them, but there's that little knocking once in a while. And sometimes we look at it. Sometimes we say, well, I'm kind of busy right now, I'll come back to that. How many have done that? And gee, there's just never the right time to get back to that thing. So I started getting acupuncture, and let me explain to you what that does. I got needles in right now. What that does is that tells your body there's a new injury here. See, there's an old injury that the body walled off and said, I can't deal with it. The acupuncture says, hey, there's an injury here. You better check it out. You better work on it. So I get acupuncture, and then I go again in a few days. There's a new injury here. You better look at this. This is the way of the spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit's doing with us. He's knocking. Look at this area of your life. We had a cat when I was a child, and the cat would get in fights, and you know, cat claws are really sharp. Well, you know, one little prick of another cat's claw in it, and it would get a little infection under the skin, and it would grow. It's called an abscess. You ever seen an abscess? How do you get rid of an abscess? Hey, rip it open. Got to expose it. And then the infection stops. Whenever we cover up things that the Holy Spirit is trying to bring to the surface, it becomes a chronic situation. It rots. I'm sorry to be so graphic, but God's made this so real to me. He's constantly knocking, talking to us. You know, come away with me. Open this area up. If we listen to him, what are we going to hear? I love you, faithful servant. You're my beloved. I'm so thrilled with you. We don't hear, you blew it. You denied me. You ignored me. Isn't that beautiful? That's how we treat one another. God doesn't treat us that way. Who do we look for recognition? Nice to feel in control and number one of a situation, or number one in your family, number one son or daughter. And that's fine. You know, God's put that in us to want, you know, want recognition. But to whom do we look for the recognition? Are we looking to humans, or are we looking to God? You know, if we're not getting the recognition we want, then we're going to go off and seek it through some other form. You know, fantasy, whatever. As we listen to him daily, he's going to tell us how important we are to him. There's no substitute for that. In the natural, we're chasing dreams, aspirations, hopes, goals. And no matter how religious or spiritual we make those pursuits sound, they're dead. They're dead in the cross of Christ. I had a friend that was trying to get $1 million cash in a safe deposit box. It's working 14 hours a day. Almost had it. It's neglecting a few other things. His wife knew about it, and she wanted a husband. She found another one and took half the money. So he never made it. He laughs about it now. You know, the cross of Christ, you know, this came to me. The cross of Christ is the division between past and present. Think about that. When we're in the past, we're not aware of his presence. Okay, let's turn over to John 12. I absolutely love this. And in verse 23, Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. The man who loves his life will lose it, while the man who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my heart is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there heard it, said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Nobody really keyed into that one, did they? Well, I hope that we're not in those two groups. One says, I heard thunder. Another says, well, I think an angel spoke. How about the Father spoke? That's what happened. That's what happened. So, I mean, this is self-explanatory. You know, we want to have a ministry and all this stuff. Just let it die. We want to be effective in the world. We want to make our way. We want to make a mark on society. Just let it die. I'm not saying don't do a thing. It's more about listening to him than having any other aspirations. There's a couple I know that's, it just hurts me. They're looking for a ministry. They've got this attitude that they're pretty special. And they go to a church and they're in a church for a while, waiting for people to recognize them. Well, when it doesn't happen, I don't know how long you give it, church, to recognize your greatness. Still waiting for that. But then they move to another church. And I, you know, I heard recently, since I've known them, this is the third church they're in. And it's so sad. There was a brother, also a brother that I know that was kind of an elder kind of guy. And there was the main shepherd leaving a church, and he thought, you know, I'm next in line. I'm going to be the shepherd of that church. I deserve that. I'm important. Well, it didn't happen. So what happened to this brother? He's very bitter. Left the body. I mean, you can't leave the body because we're all part of each other, but, you know, he's not attending any services. He's bitter. It's not good, is it? Just let that seed die. Just let it die. It's already dead. Just let it die. That's so hard to recognize. You know, when I poke this body, it hurts. I have memories come up that cause me trouble. God says it's dead. Well, it doesn't feel dead. Dang it. Yeah, it's where we focus. Who are we going to listen to? You ever heard a vicious rumor about one of your friends and you knew that is not true about them, right? And you're just boiling mad because you know it's an outright lie. Same with us. You know, we were told that we had a life of our own, a life apart from God. It's a lie. There is no life apart from God. What else do you want to hear? Kind of depressing, huh? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with depression. You go into depression, and all the Christians say, oh my God, they are messed up. What are they doing there? Come on, proclaim your joy. I don't know. That kind of intervention stuff doesn't work for me. You know, just realize that His presence is with you. All the time. All the time, no matter what you're going through. Psalm 23. You know, you all know that? So if you blend into the scenery, that's the way you feel, it's okay. You just serve the Lord in your heart. Don't worry about limelight or being important or recognized. It's all wind. You know? It's all blowing in the wind. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. That's you. Amen. Should we bless this? Lord, we thank You that Your life is flowing out of us. We promise that we're going to take faith for that. We're not going to chase that. We know it's a result of our absolute surrender to You. We surrender to Your death, to Your cross, in the name of Jesus, so that somehow the life of Your resurrection would flow through us. Thank You. Amen. Well, you're dismissed. How's that?
I have a prayer question.
Okay.
I have a friend who's whole and burst, and she's in intensive care.
Wow.
And I need a prayer.
I just want to mention this. I thought it was right faith. Glad you know right from the old days, and still very much a part of us. He took me to a healing room, and it's just west of the Mason, about 71st and Buckland Boulevard. And I felt there was a really good anointing there, and he's been involved in it. And it's good. It's just a real blessing, healing, hiring people voluntarily there to work there, and just whoever lived in that, I'll bring some material. I forgot to bring it today. But healing room is very interdenominational. It's very open, very broad. But it's deep. It's deep enough that it's very good. Well, you know, I don't want to say it. You know, God's people are there.
Let's join together and bless Reverend Jackie's. What's your name?
Marilyn.
Let's all stand.
Please continue to remember my neck and shoulder.
And John's also.